Personnel Retirement System, Police Board Meeting, 10 a.m. Thursday, or actually, 10-ish, Thursday, July 2017, located at City Hall Complex, Council Chambers, 777 North Grand Avenue, Nogales, Arizona, 85621. Pledge of Allegiance, please. Billy?
Pledge of Allegiance.
So that's my fur.
Okay.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
The United States of America, to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Robert, it doesn't say this, but why don't you do a roll call?
We'll do a roll call of everybody present, and we'll start from my left.
William Morrell.
Robert Thompson.
Hey, Lincoln.
Martin Pinon, HR Director, Secretary for the Board.
Okay, let's move to item number 3, discussion and possible action approving the process, options, and dates selected by the city to distribute the PSPRS pension refunds. Mr. Pinon.
Did you want me to go through that, or how do you want to handle it?
I know I'm comfortable with all this. Pete?
Has A been taken care of? Should?
Yes. We had 2 sessions on the 5th and the 6th, actually right here. All options were discussed to all PSPRS retirees that are affected by, or people in the program that were affected by this, so everybody's fully aware of what we have. The outlines, the options we have is a full refund, partial refund with partial deferred comp, or a full deferral to deferred comp, and deadlines for tax forms are due July 21st, in case you do want to do a change on it. Also, July 28th is when finance will cut those checks for everybody that it's affected. And then W-4 paperwork we talked about. The only thing that hasn't been figured out is the interest, which is in the mix right now. I don't know if Hall's the one who's going to settle that, or Park, or a combination of both.
Yeah.
If that won't happen for the next couple of days or so.
Yeah, the information is that the interest issue has not been resolved by the courts. As soon as that resolved and the amounts are arrived at, we're going to do another refund to cover the interest on the amounts that are going to be dispersed now.
And then that is, at first sight, it's tax-free, but it will be attached with a W-9 and then a 1099 at the end of the year.
Okay, is there a list of officers?
Yes. I did not provide it to you, but I can share it with you. I can tell you that the amount that's going to be dispersed for the police alone is $517,000.
How many officers?
And then for the fire, it's going to be another chunk of money.
How many officers?
I can't give you the count, but I can show you the list, and you can pass it around.
It's well over 50, because it's a lot. It's those who are currently employed and those who have retired, who were in the program, the retirement program from July 21st, 2011 up to, I forget the date, 2016.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of us.
Yeah, the average refund is about $9,000, as you can see from the list.
Now, my other question is this money available?
Yes, the city has the ability to pay this money, and they're going to be credited by the PSPRS board in future payments. So essentially, they're using our money to cover this, but we're going to get a credit for it.
Legislation doesn't allow the PSPRS to disperse the money because it's a retirement. So the city has to absorb it, or all you know, employers have to absorb it, and then they get a credit, basically.
Yeah.
The only question I have is on the W-4. You only need the W-4 if you're taking the check? Or making a change to your...
If you're going to increase the dependence, is that...
Okay, no, it says...
W-4
required.
So the W-4 form bill, if you want to take your money out in lump sum, that's where your deductions come into play to see how much tax you're going to pay in federal and or state. So that's where you can make adjustments to either A, go exempt, or B, leave as is. But it is required if you're taking the money out.
Okay, I just wanted to make, because I put mine in my deferred comp, I was just wanted to see if I needed to put it in another W4.
No, if it went to deferred comp, you don't need to do anything.
That's just going to roll over 100% into it.
And for the officers that do not follow the deadlines, they're just going to be taxed regular like if they were getting another check.
Okay, so it's, if they don't do anything, it'll be just like if they're getting a paycheck.
Exactly.
Those deductions and whatever their deductions are for their regular.
If they're going to get $9,000, it's going to be 28% of that. It's going to be taken out.
And then something from the 5.1 or whatever the state's deduction is.
Right, whatever, all the deductions are going to be made and then they get the balance, whatever's left. In a way, it's good because they don't have to worry about taxes down the road. Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
What a windfall, huh?
Are you bitching about the casino?
I haven't complained to anything
that
about
was,
you,
that
sir.
That was for Bill, right? Because he's getting a lot more than that.
I never complained about you, sir. You deserve every penny you get. You're bankrupting the state, but you deserve every penny you're getting and the federal government.
It's like respect. You have to earn it.
That's what I'm going to have to look at it. All right.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very nice. And then we have certain people here that... I'm not going to mention any names.
All right, Mr. Chair, can you proceed?
All right, so item D, explanation of plan payment and process on the issue of interest outlined by the management staff to affect the police employees. I think we did a discussion with that.
That's the issue about the interest payments have not been determined by the court yet. So once they do get determined, then we will have another refund for the affected police and fire employees that we've had. So we touched on that earlier. The interest thing is still pending litigation and the resolution of that.
When is that coming? Because we have a short time span which to provide.
We don't know. When the court decides, they'll let us know, and we will begin the process again to refund.
The word out there was that it's being handled at Maricopa Superior Court.
Mm-hmm.
So under Parker, it's not actually a court issue per se, or like a trial or a lawsuit. It's just a hearing, and the judge is going to sit down and decide what or how it's going to be dispersed, or how the amount is. And that should be settled somewhere in mid-July. However, Hall needs to get settled first because that's the one that's holding everything up.
My question is, on this one, how was each officer determined on the final outcome?
The amounts that were determined were presented to us by PERS. I mean, by, not PERS, by PSPRS. So they did the calculations as to who was entitled to the amount that we saw here. So that was not done by the city, it was done by PSPRS in their calculation accounting of who was owed what. So that was done by central PSPRS.
So my numbers may be a little bit rusty, Pete, but in 2011 it went from 7.65, I think, or 7.5 to 8.5.
8.5.
A year later it was another 1.5, so forth, all the way up to 2016 when all this came to, yeah.
Okay. Any other question?
Okay. Based on what the agenda is all about, what is the board to do?
Well,
what is our responsibility today?
It's approving the process that's been set by the agency, by the city, to disperse this money, and that has been presented to the officers on the 5th and the 6th. So, pretty much, we need. My role was to make sure that you knew what action the city was going to take and how they're going to process with the refund.
Basically,
and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. If we do have to put a motion on there, it'd be to adopt the steps the city has taken in conjunction with the state to disperse the funds back to the affected employees.
Yeah.
And it falls within all guidelines and everything. So. That would be the motion.
You need a motion or you make it?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, well, take a vote.
All's in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Ayes have it. Number four, future agenda items?
The only one that I can think of is that Mr. Batt has submitted his paperwork to retire, and so the next meeting will include his retirement. And we won't be doing that until early August because we're still calculating his numbers. His last date is the end of the month.
Okay. So, mid-August?
Yeah.
Early to mid?
We want to submit it before the 10th.
Okay.
So that everything's processed and he can get his first paycheck on September 1st.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so that would be the only item we have.
And there may be other items, but that's the only one that I can talk about right now.
And that'll be set somewhere between the 1st and the 10th, give or take. So the next order is adjournment.
Yep.
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
So that.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
I got a question. When we put in our paperwork to retire, is it better to, I've heard it's better to do it at the beginning of the month, the end of the month?
Well, like what David's doing, he gave it to us now, and we have all this rest of the month to get his paperwork ready, and then we'll hold the local board meeting on the 5th. Everything's in PSBRS by the 10th, and the check will be ready by the next 1st of the month. So I think beginning of the month would be good because it gives us time to do all this paperwork for the following month.
Okay.
See, you always try to make the 30-day notice.
Yeah.
So that you can receive your check 30 days from the day you retire.
And the checks are written on the 1st of the month?
Yeah.
I thought it was the end of the month.
The notice we have from PSBRS, get us everything by the 10th, including the board meeting and the minutes and the agenda, and we finish everything by the 1st. They get paid on the 1st.
Okay.
See, I retired the 31st of December of 85. I turned in my paperwork that day. I got my first check February the 1st.
But it was for January and February.
That's right.
1885. Yeah. I thought it was
1775. You guys can get me off camera.
You technically are off the record.
But, yeah. I always consider the fact that don't go without any funding for more than 30 days if you got it.
Hopefully the separation checks are always good.
Hey, so. Lieutenants, if you can do me a favor and post